16-year-olds have a Pradeep competition in an ICT lesson. Sent in by Mr. Corbett.
Ready, and go. I think you're out, Dev.
You took a breath.
Hello.
So I think we've got a winner, and the winner is Mason Parker. A round of applause, everyone.
Hello, dear listener, and welcome to episode 6 of the Pocket Radio Show. Is that what it's called? No, hang on. The Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. Yes, that's it. Who'd have thought that me, a man with such short attention span, would have seen it through to the 6th week of this nonsense? Well, I have done, and there's going to be 12 episodes in all, so we're halfway through, kids. Action-packed episode. There's an interview with Mark from The Hotel. If you've never seen The Hotel, it's finished now. This is how my finger is on the pulse. It is an amazing show. It's on 4 On Demand. I thoroughly recommend it. This man is... He's in charge of a hotel. Who'd have thought it? Because he is so inept. But he was very kind and gave me the time for an interview. And he's just like he is on the TV when you speak to him on the telephone. So that's exciting. Your phone calls as well. The phone calls today are a bit like a band's third album. You know, when they run out of ideas. So all the songs are about hotel rooms and airport lounges. And they're basically commenting on their lifestyle. Well, that's kind of happened to the phone-in today. Everyone's phoning in and telling me what's right and what's wrong with the show. Some of the... Line 3-3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hey, little hen, when will you lay me an egg for my tea? Oh, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kings, brown copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things. Oh, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me.
Yes.
Oh, heads and tails, eyes and ears and mouth and nose, heads and tails.
Thank you very much for calling. What a great start to the show. Yeah! There we go. That's not bad, is it? A blast from the past. If you never used to listen to me on LBC... Hello? Line 3? Hello? I can hear like really faint music in the background, but that's pretty much it. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Oh, who's calling, please?
Got it. Hello? It's always a shock when you pick up because it's so sudden.
It is a shock, isn't it?
So I've just been listening in, and that Hey Little Hen song was a brilliant start to the show.
Hang on a minute. What do you mean you were listening in? Have you been spying on my private Skype line?
But I'm sitting outside your house with a little laptop.
Well, I'm not in my house. Luxury. Yeah,
so that's what I'm. Sorry.
Soho Studio. Yes. I'm kind of hoping that this is recording tonight. I've been having terrible problems with my computer, and I've had to been doing test phone calls and stuff, and I've only just got it to start recording. So I don't know if this is recording. So this could just be a conversation between us, between men.
Oh my god! It sounds. Oh my god! It can't be as bad as the interview you did with the lady and the gentleman. where you weren't recording then. I mean, that must have been really embarrassing.
Which Lady and the Gentleman?
Oh, you know the Lady and Gentleman from The Apprentice.
Oh, that was awful. Oh, that was that was embarrassing. And there were people there, and there was only one guy noticed that I was having trouble, and he said, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course, Sam. What do you mean?" But literally, I was pointing the microphone at them for, it's only about a minute and a half, but in a 6-minute interview, that's a long time. Pointing the microphone at them, knowing that I wasn't recording anything at all.
How on earth did he find out that it wasn't recording?
Well, because I knew that I hadn't got the thing to start. I know what it looks like when it's recording, and I had not got it to that function. It was doing nothing, and I was thinking, oh, Christ. But I recorded a little bit on my mobile phone and a little bit on the tape recorder, the Marantz, once it started working. And it was a seamless edit, but still was not brilliant. But never mind.
Okay, I've been listening to the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
And there's a lot of people doing this Pradeep thing.
Yeah.
Now, I've come up with a far more original idea.
Oh, good, because Pradeep has been going on for way... It's like 7 years old, no. And I'm bored of it now.
It's time for a new one.
Good.
It's called the Pra-poo. Sounds good, but it gets better. Instead of saying Pradeep, you say Pra-poo.
Okay, well, you demonstrate, and I'll join in.
But I'll be at a disadvantage.
Let's just see what it sounds like.
Why can't we just go together?
Because I want to hear you say it first, sir.
okay, you count me in then.
Okay, three.
Here we go.
Two, one, go.
Pra-poo.
Yeah, it sounds as bad as I thought it would. Let's go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ian. It's Rob Bonet. You all right?
Hello, Rob.
You all right?
You're right. You sound a bit down. What's wrong?
Well, I'd like to make a statement, if I can.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, feel free to. Away you go, fella.
Obviously, this week, Ian, you may have noticed a video surfaced of an intimate moment between me and another listener's mum online. Now... obviously, the fans of the Pocket Radio Show are going to be a bit upset. This happened 5 years ago. I bought the lady a new mobile phone, just testing out for hijinks. And obviously, it's gone on online, so I'm a bit devastated and a bit shocked. Obviously, you're portraying a family PG image for this, and yes. What me and Vinny's mum, what the lady did...
I'll cut that out, don't worry.
Yeah, what we did was not good.
No.
Now, there's two things, obviously. It was poor video quality, and there's two problems. Obviously, lighting. That's obviously upsetting. And at the end of the video, I just wanted to say, what I was saying was, devastate on me. I did not say...
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ian. It's Mr. Fuzzy.
Hello, Mr. Fuzzy. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm I'm worried that none of this is recording. I had great technical problems before the show started. I'm not really hearing very much in my headphones, and I'm having great trouble with... Who knows? This may just be an intimate conversation between me and you, Mr. Fuzzy. No one else may ever hear this. But let's hope. I hope when I finish this at 9 o'clock and I hit the play button, that we can hear it back. Otherwise, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, you can do it all again.
What?
You can do it all again.
No.
Bottom line.
It's hellish. This is already torture. I know. On Friday not to talk to Muppets like you.
Yeah,
anyway, Mr.
I know.
What have you called him for?
I see your topic. Topic tonight is, what do you think of the show? What are your bits you love? What are your bits you don't love so much? What can we do to improve it, kind of thing? Is that's the general topic, is it?
No.
Oh.
That was just a discussion on the Facebook page.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you what the topics are. The topics, okay. Tonight we're celebrating the magic of shopping, and I want to come up with the top 10 playlist of songs about shops or shopping.
Okay.
And also sexy shops. Have you seen a shop called The American Apparels?
I've not seen that.
Man alive.
I wouldn't know what that is at all.
It's a high street shop, right? Just go and stand outside it and look at the posters.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Yeah. I don't like high streets.
Sorry?
I try and avoid them.
Why would you try and avoid a high street?
What's the point in them? Too
shops.
Many people.
The Gap? Marks and Spencer's?
I haven't been to The Gap in years.
WH Smith's?
Do they even exist? I thought they were in bust.
No, Smith's do... I like Smith's, but I'm amazed that it's still going in the 21st century.
Yeah. You can get everything on the internet. I get everything off the internet.
Well, you can get what American Apparel has to offer on the internet as well, but blimey, stand in the street. It's incredible. No wonder, you know that young lad that directed the Coney 2012 film was arrested recently masturbating by a car?
I'm going to say yes, but I didn't understand half the things you just said.
Okay, but I suspect he was stood outside an American Apparel store. Anyway,
I'm guessing the American Apparel store is a sexy store.
Well, it's a clothes store, but boy, oh boy, it's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I was thinking more Anne Summers.
No, it's not at all.
It's just
anyway,
clothes.
Okay, but you want to discuss the pros and indeed the cons of the Pocket Radio Show. I'm always cautious about getting a little bit too referential, but let's give it a go.
Well, I love it. I pretty much phone it up every week. And anything you do, I'm going to be happy with.
I did a poo on your mum's window?
I wouldn't. Well, it would be quite funny.
Okay.
But I'd probably be forced to clear it off, so I wouldn't make it afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah, there's nothing I'll play for. I listen to a few other bits and bobs, but everything's a bit pony, to be honest.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, I'm going to be happy with. But there's certain things I'd like different.
Go on then.
It'd be nice if it was live, and then you could have a little bit more. It's not going to happen, though.
I'm looking at doing. There's going to be 12 shows in this series. This is number 6, I think, we're doing now. Episode 12, if I can find out how to do it, and if anybody listening to this can help me, then please get in touch. The phone-in will be live. It'll be like an hour and a half live phone-in. But the reason why I don't want to do a live phone-in is because when I'm doing this now, there is so much hanging around and waiting and so much chaff that if I do an hour's phone-in, I can cut it down to a really, really strong 40 minutes of phoning.
Yeah.
And so all the chaff and the wheat and the, you know, you do get boring callers, Mr. Fuzzy.
You do.
For example, this phone call will probably be cut out unless I'm really short material. Imagine people listening to this live.
I don't understand why they'd want to listen to it at all, to be fair.
No, I know.
Most normal people.
But go on. I know what you mean about doing live, but this kind of gives me the freedom. This gives me a lot of freedom. So
it would be nice. It would be nice to have somebody with you. Because every time you've had somebody with you in the past, you get that back and forth, and it is nice.
It would be nice, I agree, yes.
I'd like to throw a name in that.
Oh, a name, okay, go on.
Robin, eh?
Oh, get stuffed.
No, come on, he's brilliant.
When you listen, he's not brilliant. Let's not feed the idiot's ego, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Go on, well,
since you've been off the radio, I've been listening to the old stuff, so I only hit him in when you started doing it on Virgin, I think.
Yeah.
And I've listened back to some of the play radio stuff you did.
Yeah.
And some of the calls Rob did were pretty funny.
Listen, LBC, go to the LBC Drive Time Show.
I'm downloading them all.
That's where
I've got for the first couple of weeks you're off, I was well gutted. And then I looked back and I was like, I've got 1,000 hours of content.
Hours of content. Mr. Fuzzy, I'm going to move on because we've got a lot of people trying to get through. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Ian. It's Katya.
Katya, I believe you've called me once or twice in the past.
I have. I was guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged. Well, you haven't been charged, but it's interesting you're saying guilty because I sentence you to 6 years of listening to the Scott Mills Show.
Never listened to him. Maybe that's a benediction in disguise.
No, his name's definitely Scott Mills. Anyway, Katya, you've finally plucked up the courage to call.
No.
What?
No.
Well.
No, not the courage. I'm not afraid of calling you.
Well, you sound absolutely petrified.
Do I?
Yes.
How do I sound cool?
You need to kind of be a bit more like this, man. Can you do an American accent?
All right, ma'am. Nice to speak to you, ma'am.
Now try and do an American accent.
That's what I was doing, ma'am.
Okay, man. Okay. They do say man a lot, those Americans, don't they?
They do. I believe they do. I can't do that.
Ever slept with an American?
Oh, my gosh, no, I'm not going to answer that.
That's a yes, then. Okay.
Okay.
So, Katya, now we know that you get hot for American men. What can I do for you this evening?
Right. Well, I want to answer. I've just seen on your Facebook you were asking a little bit of advice about your show.
Right.
How is it going so far?
Yeah, okay, right. You're the second person to call in thinking that's the topic. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you stupid?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you the answer. Yes. At no point on that Facebook page does that say it's the topic. The topics are clearly up there. It's a shopping special.
No, it's not on there, is it?
Yes.
Where?
I'm going to...
Okay. It's let's pretend it's on there.
Okay, hang on a second.
Something special.
Okay, it is on there. I can see it. Hang on.
By the way, be honest. So it's not on there.
It's on there.
Right.
Have a look.
Okay. What time? When did you post that? Tell me.
Is it relevant? Okay.
See if you can find it.
It's there. I can see it. It says it's Ian Lee. It's a shopping special.
Okay.
So this is the topic. So we'll come back. I'm always worried about being a little bit talking about myself too much because that is boring for a lot of people, but not me, but for most other people. It's a shopping special. I want to know the top 10 songs about shops or shopping.
The corner shop.
There was a thing
about the corner shop, wasn't there?
There was a band called Corner Shop. But that'll do. We'll have Corner Shop.
Okay.
We'll have those. I'm going to do a playlist. There's this website I've discovered called WE7. I'm going to do playlists on there. And Corner Shop are going to be on that playlist this week.
Lovely.
Sexy Shops.
Sexy Shops?
Sexy Shops.
But you want the top 10 sexy shops?
Well, I just want a sexy shop. We had someone, I was kind of thinking, have you seen the American Apparel?
No.
Oh my goodness, it's like, it's a clothes shop, but it's like a porn store. And also La Senza.
Yeah, well, that's closed down.
Have they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sure about
I used to find, they would have headless and legless dummies in the windows, right? Just wearing pants, but the pants were so sexy that even the fact they had no heads and no arms and no legs, or maybe because of that very fact, it was very erotic. Oh dear.
You don't need much, do you, Ian?
Well, I don't need arms, legs or heads, it would seem.
Sir, I like those shops,
yeah.
You know.
I like it when I see an advert for Robert Dias, because you think, how the bloody hell can Robert Dias afford to advertise on TV? There's hope for us all. Okay, but you don't want to talk about this. I can sense from your continental indifference. What, you want to discuss the show?
I'm sure you don't need any music, musical beds, and no music under words. That's really unnecessary.
No music under words. Okay, I'll get rid of it, because again, that's another job that's quite a big one, so I'll stop doing that.
Good. I'm very thankful for that.
Is that it?
Well, that's my only advice. I've only listened to the...
There we go. Let's go. I got bored. Yes, I'm sure you did, dear listener.
Hello, Ian, and hello, all. It's Thomas Walsh of Pugwash. Here to tell you all about our new album, The Olympus Sound, out on CD and vinyl, on the wonderful Lurgings label, on the 2nd of April. Go grab yourself one of each.
Line two, you're live on the internet. Oh. Sakes, go away, you dirty, dirty boy. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Yes, it's Gafford, Ian.
Gafford, is your mouth in the same room as the microphone?
Is that any better?
Well, it makes you sound a little...
Well, I'm a soft-spoken gentleman. I don't like to raise my voice.
Have you called in to criticise the show or talk about shops?
I have a song about shops.
Yeah, we go. This is it. We're going to do a WE7.com playlist. And shops is what it's going to be about. What have you got?
Well, I've got a song by Bruce Springsteen, the boss himself.
Yep.
Queen of the Supermarket.
Beautiful. I've never heard it, but if I can find it, it's going on there. Well, can you give us a little snatch?
Yeah, let's play you a little. Let's see if that... I've closed it.
Okay, good work. I was hoping you could sing it for us, but maybe it's best that you don't. And
hits.
Sexy shops, Gatford. So far, we've had Robert Dias. I have suggested. Have you seen the American Apparels?
No.
Oh, man. Am I the only person that's seen this shop? Seriously, it's a clothing shop, right? And if you the posters outside the shop or in the window,
yeah.
When I was a lad, you would only find those pictures in bushes left behind by dirty old men. It's incredible. The Coney 2012 guy caught masturbating by a car, I think he was stood outside American Apparel.
Where can you find these shops, Ian? On the high street?
Well, just on the high street. There's one. I know there's one in Carnaby Street in London. I saw them a few years ago in America, and I thought, you can't advertise like that. It turns out you can. On my Twitterific app on my phone, at the top of it, there is often an ad for American Apparel. It's tiny, but it's enough.
So American Apparel is basically the sort of newer equivalent of those catalogues your mum used to get.
Yes, very much so. And I've just been disappointed to find out that La Senza is closing down.
Ah, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
That's a shame. I was disappointed at the loss of Freeman, Harley and Willis.
Oh, man alive.
My three favourite people who made shoes.
I think Freeman and Willis are now making socks, but Hardy fell on tough times there.
There was that piece about him in The Guardian.
There was a piece about him in The Guardian.
When did you realise, Ian, as I'm finding, that you're past it and old?
When you say you're finding, are you finding out about yourself or about me?
No, about me.
Oh, okay.
I write for an online magazine, no plugging here.
What online magazine do you write for?
Vulture Hound.
Okay, I'll give you that, yes.
No, I didn't want to plug it. They have a music section.
Yeah.
And I met up recently with some of the people that work on the music section.
Yeah.
They talked about bands, and they mentioned five new hip cool bands, and I kid you not, I thought they were making them up.
Yep. Well, to be honest, Gary, I would be surprised if you've ever... I called you by your real name there. Have you ever been hip?
Well, but I used to be. A bit.
The fact that we're using the word hip would indicate that we've never been. What's annoying me at the moment? You've heard of One Direction, haven't you?
I'm aware of their work.
They are number one. Their debut album has gone to number one in the United States of America. Right? They're British. And everyone's going... And the headline was, Bigger Than the Beatles. Right?
Yeah.
The headline in the Metro. Bigger Than the Beatles, because it's the first UK band to go to number one with their debut album in the States, right?
Duran do that? Though?
Not with their debut, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
And the Beatles' debut flopped, and then it went to number two. But then I read the story and it said their debut album has sold over 140,000 copies.
Yeah.
Which is nothing. Because I'm sure the Beatles' debut, even though it only went to number two, would have sold millions.
Does that include the infamous now digital downloads?
It does include the infamous now digital downloads. So that's nothing at all. So no, they're not bigger than the Beatles. They've probably sold about a 15th of the way.
Do you think now that kids, as they're growing up, they've got the young people... There's just no interest. I mean, you know, we used to go to record shops.
Gary, I've got no interest. Please.
Who's calling?
It's Ian Lee. I've got an interview booked with him.
Hold on a moment.
Thank you very much. If he remembers.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. It's Ian. How are you?
Yeah, no, good, thanks. Listen, really sorry about this morning. It was all Alison's fault.
I love it. Was it really Alison's fault, Mark, or did you make a mistake? Come on.
No, I swear it was Alison's fault.
It wasn't my fault. It was your fault because you haven't got a diary.
I'm not saying nothing. I knew I was seeing you, speaking to you at 10:30 this morning. I wrote it on my calendar.
Yes.
And Alison, in the meantime, had arranged for... Who was it? Who was it? Who was it?
Morris Boland from Spain.
Radio Marbella or something?
Radio Marbella, Mark, come on, for goodness sakes.
Well, so it was Alison's fault, it wasn't my fault.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for giving us your time.
No worries.
Now, I've got to say, I'm a latecomer to the hotel. I only discovered it a few weeks ago, and I watched about eight of them back-to-back on...
Right. 4 and 9. Blimey, poor you.
I love it. I kind of thought it was an act, but having spoken to you a couple of times on the phone, it turns out you're really like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had 58 cameras being monitored 20 hours a day for 7 weeks.
How did they approach you? How did you get the gig?
They approached the local hotel association and said they were looking for a hotel with sort of about 40 bedrooms, functions or, you know, sort of weddings, and ideally had just changed hands, and I'd only just bought the Grosvenor about 4 months prior to that. So they came around with a little handheld camera just to sort of meet me and some of the staff and whatever. While they were here, the office door got locked, and Alison and I ended up having a row. And then the next thing is they're asking me would I stay in my own hotel, and I come out with my famous Primark quote, and I think that just about sealed it.
Did you, when you said yes to this, did you have any, because it's become a phenomenon, hasn't it? You've become a superstar.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see.
Harry Hill has always got you on. There were like 100 of you on Harry Hill a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I love the cloning. That was quite surreal. Walking into a TV studio and sort of being met with a whole sort of room full of people that were dressed and trying to look exactly like yourself is a bit bizarre.
Have you enjoyed the attention that's given you?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I never wanted to. I always wanted to be an entertainer. I mean, who in their right mind would want to run hotels? Yeah. So,
how did you end up running hotels then?
Oh, it's a long story. 10 years ago, I bought the first one. I thought I was going to be a single parent. And I thought, well, if I need to have a job where I can be sort of at home but at work at the same time by living in the hotel. So it seemed like a good idea at the time. But that was 10 years ago. But that was just one hotel, not three.
Well, now, this is the thing. It came out on the Christmas special that was in February, for some bizarre reason, that you've got two other hotels. Twitter was ablaze.
Yeah. Well, I've owned the... it was, you know, it was all true. The whole financial nightmare of buying the Grosvenor and having the one cell. And you know, that was all true. I've actually had the hotel next door and the one across the road, as I said, the next door for 10 years, the one across the road for 8 years. So, the reason I bought the third one is when I was a kid, I always used to play Monopoly, and I always thought if you had them in the same road, you had to have three.
Oh, I love you. You're actually my favourite person on television at the moment. But did you get a bit of abuse on Twitter? I'm on Twitter and I do bits and pieces on TV and I get loads of abuse. Do you get people saying nasty things? And if so, how do you deal with it?
I block them.
Brilliant. Do you not get into an argument with them? Because I always argue with the little so-and-sos.
No, not at all. And funny enough, unless they're saying something ridiculously nasty personal, half the time I retweet them because I think it's funny.
I, well done for you. I agree. The Christmas special, why wasn't Christian in it? What happened to Christian?
Christian had a break over Christmas, and again with things like TV, they don't always explain everything in detail. So it was just they knew he was back at the hotel working, and you know, sort of well settled in, and yet, you know, still published the fact at the time they actually recorded the bit where it said Christian has left.
All right, okay, but so Christian is still there.
Oh goodness, yes, he just wasn't here for the Christmas filming.
Do you know if he's still with his fella that we saw at the end of the series?
No, he's met somebody else.
Oh, has he?
No, there's a big thing going on there.
Oh, blimey, okay, say no more. Have you been to visit Harry at his flat yet? That's the question that my sister wants to know.
No.
Oh, Mark, come
but
on.
But Harry comes over here because he works a lot of weekends in the hotel. So, you know, I see him almost every week. So
well,
it's not
go
as...
to his flat and have a look.
You know, I mean, what it didn't show you, for his birthday, I bought him a car so he could visit me.
Well, fair play. That's very generous of you, Mark. That is.
So we can't complain, really.
It's generous and lazy of you at the same time. you've ticked two boxes there. Again, this isn't that. Listen, my sister was so excited.
No, hang on. It's not lazy.
No, go on.
I hate leaving the bloody hotel.
Of course you do.
You know, that's it. That's one of the reasons I haven't gone to visit him is because it means I'll be out the hotel for half a day.
How is Stella?
Oh, she's wonderful. She was here up until a few minutes ago.
Really?
No. My mum's great.
Yeah, we love... Well, first of all, mums are always fantastic. And your mum is wonderful, isn't she?
We share the same sense of humour.
Did she phone you up after the show and tell you off or say well done or...
No. I mean, what's been great about the show, the number one thing for me at the moment is it's turned my mum sort of locally into like a little mini celebrity. And it's quite amazing. So, you know, people will stop her in the street and talk to her and ask for a photograph and all sorts. And,
she loves that, does she?
Oh, that's been absolutely wonderful for her.
Fantastic. Do you still do... My favourite episode was the Employee of the Month.
Right, okay.
Do you still do the Employee of the Month?
No, because I haven't got anybody that would actually deserve it. So I had to stop it.
what's the young lad's name? The
Ryan. Ryan, the lifeguard. Well, he got it because he'd only been with me about 3.5 weeks and he hadn't actually done anything wrong.
But so he hadn't even been there for a month. How can you be employee of a month when you've not been there for a month?
Yeah, but he hadn't done anything wrong.
Right, okay.
Every other member of staff I thought of, when I tried to think about giving it to them, I could think of something negative that they had done that stopped me awarding it to them.
Yes. Why don't you just sack them all and start again?
Because ACAS won't let me.
Oh, damn those industrial laws.
You know, I'll be in so much trouble, it'll be unbelievable.
Now, listen, that wacky, I can't remember his name, the wacky scouse coach driver who brought coach parties along and wore cowboy hats.
Alan Myring, Dave Allen Coaches.
How irritating is he in real life?
Even more so than he was portrayed on the television. But he's great. I mean, I love Dave. I mean, he's absolutely... Alan, he's called. I always get confused.
That would be mad, wouldn't it?
As I said in the programme, it's unbelievable, but he's actually louder than his waistcoat.
Oh, man, it was quite incredible. And have you changed... are there going to be any omnisexual club nights happening?
Oh... Are there going to be?
Yeah.
This weekend, I've given the whole hotel over to Christian. There is a whole weekend of Omnis, God knows what it is, and instantly full. Sold every room.
Wow,
unbelievable.
There you go. Mark, you know, I hope we can speak freely here. You know Alison has a crush on you, don't you?
No, she definitely doesn't.
Are you sure? Because it's kind of that thing that you do at school when if there's someone you really fancy, you kind of... bully them a little bit and give them dead arms. And she's doing the same to you, Mark.
No, she just does that because she's a bully towards me. It's only because I get on her nerves so much.
How could you get on anyone's nerves?
Sorry, I didn't catch what you said.
How could you get on anyone's nerves, Mark?
Well, apparently I do sometimes, if you work with me enough.
How's the business going? Has the business picked... Has it become like a tourist attraction now to come and see the guy from the hotel and stay at the Grosvenor?
Yes, which when you look at some aspects of how the actual hotel is portrayed on the series, is amazing to me. It reminds me there was a sitcom with Leonard Rosser in years ago called The Rise and Fall of Reginald Perrin.
Oh, yes, of course.
And in one part, he created what was called a grot shop, where he sold everything in the shop that was absolutely useless, and it became very successful. Then he decided to destroy the business, so everything he did to destroy the business actually made it much busier.
Yep.
And when I watch the way the program was edited, some aspects of the TV program, it feels that's happened. Because, you know, we're about 3,000 brochure inquiries sort of behind because we've run out of brochures. We've had nearly 200,000 people visit our hotel website.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I mean, it's like Mother's Day Sunday lunch, our 47-seater in-restaurant is probably going to... we've already got 280 people booked already for Sunday lunch. Only because the staff keep taking the bookings with complete disregard for how many seats we've got.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad that you're doing well. In all honesty, the show is brilliant because it's got the mix of you, you know, interacting around with the staff, and there's a lot of humour and a lot of comedy. There's a lot of sad stories as well, though, of the people that come and say. There was the old fella that went with his son, and his wife had died recently.
Moving. I think that's what makes it such a great programme, is most of the episodes take you on a full sort of emotional roller coaster journey. So one minute you're cringing and you don't even want to look at the screen. The next minute you're hearing a story about one of the guests and you've got a tear in your eye.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then the next minute you're laughing at the whole madness of it. And I think it's that roller coaster journey. You know, there aren't many TV programs that can have you cringing, crying and laughing all at the same time.
Yeah. There's another series coming up. You're not in it, though, are you?
No. They were sort of toying with us and sort of, you know, tempting us that they were probably going to come back this summer. And then yesterday on Twitter, I learned that they're advertising looking for a different hotel.
Oh, man. That's the...
But there were a few other things, you know, what I would say is that people who really sort of suddenly got to the stage that felt that the only reason they had their TV sets was sort of 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, don't throw your TV set away just yet.
Oh, hello.
Because there might be something else coming up.
What, well, can you give us any clues?
No.
This is exciting.
It might not be the same, not necessarily the hotel program, but there might be something, you know. Alison and I might be appearing somewhere.
Are you doing Big Brother or something?
No. But we might be appearing somewhere.
I love you, but I hate you at the same time. Mark, listen, I really hope the hotel goes from strength to strength, because you come across as an absolutely genuine, lovely bloke with a real passion for what you're doing. And I think that's kind of refreshing to see at the moment. So I wish you the best luck. You're on Twitter. What's your Twitter name? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm The Hotel. And then there's like a capital underline. And then there's a capital M and then ARK, The Hotel and that line. I've got no idea what these things are called on a computer.
I think that's an underscore.
Is it? Okay, so it's The Hotel underscore capital M for Mark.
Okay, listen, I will make sure that everybody comes and follows you. Thank you so much for your time. And when you find out, when you're allowed to tell us what this new project's going to be, let us know.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep you informed.
Best luck with the business. Hope it goes well, Mark. Thanks very much for your time.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're balconyshirts.co.uk. Put a little spunk in your wardrobe today. T-shirts, hoodies, wallets, watches and more. We're your ironic retro online superstore.
Balconyshirts.co.uk. For 20% off everything, use promo code POCKETRADIO.
Let's go to line 9. 9, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, is that Mr. Lee?
Is that... Who are you?
I am Paul from Malaysia, and I have woken up specially to speak to you, which
Paul from
sounds
Malaysia.
Ridiculous at this point in my life.
Paul from Malaysia. It's nice to see you. Paul from Malaysia. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm quite tired. But I'm
You sound really pissed off. Don't be pissed off that you've called me.
I'm not pissed off.
It's not my fault that you've called me. What can I do for you, Paul, from Malaysia?
Well, I just wanted to say, really, that on your advice, I've listened to other people who do radio shows, and you are by far the best person out there.
Wow.
By far.
Wow. Wow. If only I could get a job. That would be nice. Who have you listened to?
Well, I was reading your blog and you mentioned Ian Collins and what's his name? Baker person.
Yeah, oh yeah, Danny. Do you not like, because I've nicked a lot of it from Danny Baker.
And you do it so much better than him.
Wow. Many people are disagreeing with you, but I take that as one of the greatest compliments you could bestow upon me, Paul. Thank you.
Well, I speak from my blood pump, so to speak.
Oh, Jesus. You know, there are lots of women listening to this now, just rewinding your voice to hear you, because you're sounding, I've got to say it, Paul, you're sounding pretty sexy.
Well, this is 4:30 a.m. huskiness.
Oh, I do feel I do feel honoured that you've... Right, I tell you what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to... What UK time would be good for me to do the phone-in for you?
Early... Oh, God, blimey.
Come on, do the math.
You're 8 hours behind at the moment. You're about to be 7 hours come next week. So, I don't know. The middle of the afternoon, really, which is not choice for you.
I'm doing it. So, listen, I'm going to do a phone in just for you, Paul.
Oh dear.
So you better be good. Better be better than you've been now. If that's possible. We're talking. I want sexy shops and songs about shopping or shops. Can you think of any?
Sexy shops or songs about sex and shops?
No, I don't want songs about sex. I want songs about shops or shopping.
Oh, blimey.
There must be loads. I can only think of a couple, but there must be loads, surely. We all do shopping. So I'm surprised there haven't been more songs about it.
Somewhat mundane subject matter, though, isn't it?
But... Not if you do it in a sexy shop like La Senza or American Apparel.
Yeah, I guess.
Or Robert Dias.
Oh.
We've had two people say Robert Dias as a sexy shop.
Well, yeah.
That's my audience. That's what I'm having to deal with, Paul. That's why I don't want to go back on the radio.
Ah, yes. Robert Dias. Yeah. I'm coming up with nothing.
Paul, I'll say good evening. Thank you so much for calling. Or good morning. Unless you've... No, hang on. Line 9, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, can you guess the voice?
Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
Oh. Could I hear it one more time, please?
Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt. Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt. Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
Everything was beautiful, beautiful. Alan Titchmarsh.
You are wrong.
Oh, balls. Who was it?
Mick Abbott.
Thank you very much. That was a fun call. I enjoyed that. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, how you doing? It's Sean.
Sean!
How's it been? You good?
Yeah, you know. I'm getting by, fella. It's been a tough week, but I'm getting by.
Has it? Oh, good. How come it's been tough?
It'd be nice to have a job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true. But you're doing all right. The podcast is getting a lot of followers now.
The podcast, listen, the figures...
It's getting better each week.
I totally agree with you. I think it is getting better each week. I think it really kicks off in episode 3 and it is getting better. And the downloads have been amazing. The last week is really, really shot up. It would be nice to be earning some money. Listen, I don't want to sound like a spoiled kid, but I really want to go to New York on April the 2nd, because on April the 3rd, there's a special concert for Davy Jones in New York at BB King's. A couple of the other monkeys are probably going to be there. Yeah. And I just looked at my bank account and I can't afford it. And that's no.
I thought maybe I'd fly you over there since you do so much promotional work for them.
Well, this is what I would have thought, but this is why I've been tweeting about it. And I know that people are really struggling out there. And boo hoo hoo, I can't afford to go to New York. You know what I mean? It's not the greatest scandal in the world, but it's kind of indicative of the fact that I'm running out of money.
But you could even put a pound in, say.
Well, listen, some people have been very, very generous in
what's
throwing...
What's the most you've had?
I can divulge. Someone gave me 50 quid.
That's great.
That is great. A lot of people have given me a quid. That's great. Right. If people want to put money in the metaphorical electronical hat, you can via PayPal, ianlee.com. It's not expected.
I will bug you.
I'm just saying, I'm not in any way expecting it. And every time I get an email saying such and such has paid, it genuinely warms my heart, and it's very generous. And
fair enough. Because I suppose you do put a lot of work into it, so you've got to reap the reward.
But listen, all I'm saying is it is not expected. Everything is gratefully received. It's not expected at all, and I don't think less of anyone who doesn't put any money in at all.
Yeah,
let's move on because I'm getting embarrassed. Go on. What have you got?
Yeah, I just want to talk about a topic, and I've got a topic for the next caller.
Okay, well, hang on, that was last week, the topic for the next caller.
Yeah, should we start again, because it never really got off.
It didn't really take off, and I think that was gold. It's one of the best things I've ever come up with.
Yeah, got quite a good one as well.
Okay, go on. So what do you think the topic is tonight?
It's sexy shots, isn't it?
At last, someone who has been paying... flipping attention, and like everybody else has called in before you. Sexy shops and or songs about shops and shopping.
Right, okay. Well, I hope nobody said mother care yet. The sexy shops. I'm not going to say that. But it's a story, really.
Yeah,
I went into one.
Yeah.
And it was full of men and full of DVDs with men on. So the guy behind the counter said to me...
What, mother care?
No. I walked past the sexy shop in Camden once.
Yes, yes.
On my way to the pub, and I thought, I'll have a quick look in here.
Pop in.
And it wasn't what I was looking for.
Okay, so you were looking for heterosexual pornography, and it was, in fact, homosexual pornography.
Yeah, there was a lot of large instruments around.
Did you buy one just... Because I've done that where I've walked into a shop before, and obviously the guy says, are you in the right shop? Yeah, of course. I'll buy this pipe, please. Did you buy any of the homosexual pornography?
Oh, no, I didn't, actually. I looked at the guy, he said, you're not in the right place, are you? And I looked flustered, but the worst thing was...
Yeah.
Not going in, but it was coming out.
Well, this is the problem that they... you mean coming out of the shop?
Out of the shop, not out of the closet.
Yeah, right, okay.
Because... people on the street would assume that I was gay, so I just had to just mingle in with the crowd.
I didn't want
anybody to see me that I knew.
Yep.
Oh, look, there's Sean. He's in a gay shop.
I once, years and years ago, when I was a student, I came out of a sex shop, as you do, we've all been there, and I bumped into the actress Zoe Wanamaker. She didn't know me from Adam, I was a student, but I just remember thinking, oh my God, Zoe Wanamaker's seen me come out of a sex shop, she's going to think I'm a pervert. And she would have been right.
How did you get away with it?
Well, she walked on and got on with her life and went and did My Family, and I went home and... Anyway, let's leave that there. Sean, thank you very much for that. Let's go to line... I've cut them off. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian?
Yes.
Oh, it's Duncan here, right?
Hello, mate.
I've been listening to your podcast for quite a while now. Well, how long has it been going? Since February, isn't it? Early February?
Something like that, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I've been loving it, man. It's really good. I remember you on LBC a long time ago, right?
Thank you. Hey, the LBC, I just checked out the changes in the LBC schedule. LBC has got good again.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get that today, but the thing is, well, you said it's been, like, getting exciting, I don't know.
Clive Bull's coming back.
What?
Clive Bull is coming back Sunday nights.
Oh, Clive Bull's coming back, yeah.
Ian Collins is...
during the evening?
Sunday evenings.
You reckon?
Well, I know, that's what it says. So,
and what about Nick Abbott?
I'm not sure where Nick Abbott's going, but he's still going to be there. Ian Collins is joining.
Okay.
Duncan Barkus is joining.
Okay, yeah, he's all right. Yeah,
he's
not so bad.
All right. I mean, let's be honest, he's not great, but he's all right. He does the job. So it's like, basically, their evening and through the night shows are looking pretty tasty at the moment.
Okay, yeah, I mean, Nick Abbott is not going to move around, though, is he?
I don't know what Nick Abbott is doing. I hope not, because I think he's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I've always been a fan of Nick Abbott, and you, of course.
Well, may God bless you. Thank you, sir.
But, you know, just I can't believe I got through to you, there it goes.
Well, that's how it works. You phone up and you get through.
I know, yeah. I kept calling, going through, and I'm being, blah, 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 yeah, as it goes.
Well.
But anyway, yeah, it's nice to speak to you, sir, and I just want to say one thing to you before I go, yeah?
Go on, then.
It's about the monkeys.
Yes.
I know you're a big fan of them.
Yes.
But it was really strange, because my little boy went to it was like a kid's school, yeah?
Yeah. Wait, he went to a kid's school, did he? Yeah?
No. What I'm saying is he actually went to this kind of thing, the O2 Arena, and they had this big thing, and they was rehearsing these monkey songs. But this was about 2 months before David Jones died.
Right.
And it was very strange that it happened just before they had to actually go to the O2. And I know ain't going to put you on the show because it's not very funny. But
okay. What on earth was that? Line 9, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Ian. It's Ricardo.
Oh, Ricardo. You always sound so full of joy when you phone me up.
No, I'm always happy to speak to you, Ian. Do you feel the same?
I feel indifferent.
Indifferent as in...
Well, as in indifferent, as in the definition of that word.
So that basically means not positive or a negative.
It's not positive.
Or a negative.
Or a negative. It's indifference.
So, I mean, you know, I can chalk that up to...
indifference.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a point to this call, Ricardo, or are we just going to discuss this call?
There's two things.
Yeah.
First thing,
yes.
There's some theme music I'd like to play for when you answer my calls.
You're not getting your own theme, Ricardo. You're not worthy of that.
No,
you're not worthy
really
of that.
The boundaries. I know.
What theme music? Really what theme music is it?
Do you want to hear it quickly?
I'll hear it because this will be the only time I'm ever going to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. After this, I won't do it anymore.
Okay. It's funny because we were just talking about gay pornography a minute ago.
What do you think?
What is it?
It's good, isn't it?
Well, what is it? I really can't be bothered. Let's go to line 6. 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, it's Ivan.
Ah, Ivan, we've spoken in episode 1, we've not spoken since, I don't think. How you doing, fella?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm not sure if this show is recording this evening. I'm having great technical problems, but fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, fella?
I don't know, what's the topic?
We're talking about... What I want to get is I want to get a playlist that I can put on we7.com of the best songs about shopping or shops. I know, it's a tough one. It's a tough one, because I thought there would be loads of shopping songs, and it turns out there's not.
Oh, I can't think of one.
Oh, balls. Well, have a think and come back if you can. Let's go to line nine. Nine, you're live on the internet.
Hello?
Hello, are you at a dinner party or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a curry, Ian.
Oh, man, alive, I could murder a curry right now.
No, I'm saying with my girlfriend. She doesn't actually believe I'm talking to you right now.
What?
Would you, have a kind word?
What's her name?
Gemma.
Okay.
She's saying no, no, no. Oh, this is poor.
She doesn't. Hang on, so she doesn't want to talk to me?
She won't talk to you, no.
Well, then I won't talk to you. Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's more pre-recorded on my podcast, isn't it, Ian?
Sorry?
It's more pre-recorded on my podcast than live on the internet.
Well, but you're live on the internet now. When people are hearing this, you will be pre-recorded on the podcast, correct?
True. I'll let you off. It's Talon from Oxford. You might remember me. I used to call you on the radio with Charlie and the two Claires.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember. Yes.
Yeah, so I was the one who used to get all the abuse.
Yep, yep. But, well, you were one of the many that used to get all the abuse. I've kind of mellowed in... now I'm... Cause I think it's partly because I'm doing it from home. I think it's... Cut that out. I think it's partly because I'm doing it from a luxury recording studio in Soho, but I've mellowed a bit, haven't I?
Not really.
Oh.
No.
Let me try something. Really. Let me try something. Up yours.
Up yours.
Yeah, that works. It's five. Five, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's back. It's Ricardo that's back here.
How marvellous.
Oh, I had a second point earlier.
Okay, let's get to it. Chop, chop. Turn that bloody music off.
You didn't like it, did you? All right, the second point. I was on BT earlier on their website.
Oh, yeah, the British Telecom website.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. British Telecommunications, if you're out of check. Yeah.
Busby. But was Busby there?
But
Busby? Do you know who Busby is? Busby was Bernard Cribbins.
Yeah.
He was Bernard Cribbins.
He was a big canary, wasn't he?
He was something.
Well, he's a big bird.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a big bird.
No.
But, basically, I was on their website, so I wanted to ask them. So, well, I was trying to find out a good bundle, and then this thing came up. Oh, we can help you virtual chat online.
Oh, the virtual chat online. Those things terrify me. But go on. So you did it, did you?
I went on there. I was just said, oh, hi, can you help me? I'm moving. Yeah. I need this.
Yeah.
Can you sort me out the best deal?
Yeah.
And she's very friendly.
Was it a real person or a computer?
You see, that's what I'm wondering about.
Oh, yes.
Because after a couple of minutes,
yeah,
she, for one of my questions, she puts bracket smiles.
Oh,
maybe I can help you that. I didn't know if it was patronising or a little bit of a come on.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you send her a photo of your penis?
I waited for
you
at least
what?
To... Listen... I waited for at least two more chats, and then I put brackets winks.
Okay. Oh yeah, winks. Yeah, winks. Yeah,
winks.
Winks. Yeah.
And
she
smiled back at me.
Hello.
Exactly.
And then what happened?
Then I ask her out for a drink. And then the whole thing crashes, and it's like, oh, what's going on?
Okay. Line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Callum from Oxford again.
Oh,
I got cut off.
That was purely accidental on my part.
I know. Slip of the finger.
Yeah. Line one, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello?
I got a song from my father, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, it sounds a bit weird, but I think it's a real song.
Yeah.
Bloke who works down the chip shops where he's
Kirsty
McCall.
Kirsty McCall, that fantastic... Oh, that is a fantastic... It's a real song, yeah. There's a guy who works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis. Brilliant, that's going on the playlist. Oh, well done, Dad. Top marks. Thank you for calling back with that. That is an excellent one. There must be more songs about shops and shopping, surely. I'll put a playlist on we7.com. Go and have a look, we7.com. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Callum from Oxford. Sorry, I must have bad signal.
You must have, yes. Let's go to line nine. Nine, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ian. This is Chris from Newport.
Now, Chris, because we're using Skype, okay, I can see your picture. Mm-hmm. And you look like, from your picture, and please don't take this the wrong way,
okay,
you look like the kind of person who'd murder someone on a motorway. But you sound like a poet. Which one is closest to the real Chris?
I would say The Poet.
Okay, good lad. Well done. That's, isn't that funny? You can't, you cannot judge a book by its cover. You cannot judge a potential M1 murderer by his photograph.
Although, if needed, I will use that look of hardness.
Yes.
Just for my own protection.
You could totally intimidate people into... If muggers came up to you, just do the face. Put the hat on and do the face you're doing there. They would scarper back to their mummies.
Oh, well, that hat's my... I haven't brushed my hair hat.
I love having brushed... Listen, I had to go to the hospital today just for a little checkup, and I had a thing called an EEG, right, which is where they wire your brain up to a computer... And they measure, like, your brain powers and stuff.
Yeah.
The problem was I had a really bad headache, so I took quite a lot of Nurofen before. So I think it's like when they go on the Jeremy Kyle show for a lie detector and they get stoned or drunk before because it messes up the test a bit. I think I did the same thing. But basically, I had about 30 electrodes stuck to my head. And now I've got all this glue in my hair and I can't get rid of it. So basically, what I'm saying is, can I borrow your hat?
If you want to, yeah.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Have you actually been to... Because that one's my Chicago hat from the Shedd Aquarium.
No, I've not been to Chicago, so I probably shouldn't wear it.
Well, you'll have to come up with some fish facts.
I went fishing once. I used to go fishing when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And when I was about 8 years old, I was allowed... When we were finishing, you got the tub full of maggots, and I was allowed to chuck them all into the river, you know, to be, you know, we were going to take maggots home with us. And I was, excuse me, I was a very clumsy child. Okay. And I went to toss the maggots into the river in their little tub. But instead of kind of pushing it forward, my arm went right round in an arc and went over my head. Mm-hmm. And they all fell on my head. And there were some hard 15-year-olds on the other side of the riverbank, and they wet themselves laughing. I have one of the most humiliating and disgusting experiences of my life.
Yeah, you don't want that at 15.
You don't want that.
You don't want that at all, right?
You don't want it any point in your life at all. No, Jesus, it was horrible.
No.
Horrible.
What are the topics?
Well, it's a shopping special this evening, Chris. We are looking for sexy shops, and so far we've had Robert Dias, American Apparel, and La Senza, and we're also trying to find songs about shops or shopping. And so far we've got the band Corner Shop, we've got Bruce Springsteen's song called Queen of the Supermarket, and we've got Kirsty MacColl, A Guy Works Down the Chip Shop, Swears He's Elvis.
Oh, blimey, now I've got to think of a...
Well, it's a tough one. I thought that there would be loads, but actually, because we all go shopping, everyone goes shopping, so you'd think there'd be more... Oh, there's Shopping by the Pet Shop Boys, and there's a Bare Naked Ladies song about shopping. And that's all we've got so far.
How about How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Oh, man. It's in. How much is that? I'm jotting it down. I'm going to make a little playlist, and we'll put it up on the website after the show. How Much Is That Doggy? Beautiful. See? Straight in there, Chris. Well done.
WE7.
It's going to be a WE7 little playlist, so we're going to do there, and it should. I think that they're going to make it so you can access it for free, which would be great. Also, sexy shops. Any shops, Chris, that kind of get you a little bit... Wah!
Oh, at the moment, anything with a bargain.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like cheap. A bargain. I tell you a shop that got me... I tell you the shops that get me very sexy. I like those cash converters.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a cash converters because they've got...
I'm very familiar.
They're brilliant, and they've got a load of old rubbish in there, but it's cheap rubbish.
Oh, yeah, you can get, especially you can get films, DVDs.
Get DVDs. You can get VHS recorders for like 15 quid in there.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd want one of those.
Well, I don't want one, but I see one for 15 quid and I think, ooh, actually, could be quite useful. I've got one right in front of me now, a VHS, under my table, because I'm going to be converting some videos to computer format. I was in Hammersmith the other day for some unknown reason, and I saw, it wasn't a cash converters, but it was a shop that just sold electronic equipment. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'm going to go in there, there's got to be a bargain. And I looked in the window, they had an N64.
Ooh.
Right. But have a guess how much it was.
15 quid.
Exactly what I thought. It was 40 quid.
Blimey.
I thought, you know, I'm not going to go in there. So this is a rip-off. 40 quid for an N64? You've got to be joking.
It isn't classed as an antique yet, is it?
No, rubbish. You're right. You can get that. I bet if I went on eBay now, I could get one with games for 15, 20 quid. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, was there anything else?
Ooh. I was sort of calling on the cuff, really.
No, there's no problem with that at all. I was very worried because it was very quiet at the start, and then it's been very, very busy. But I'm having great problems with my recording equipment, so this may sound...
Oh, dear.
The levels aren't
this
really matching
with the
up.
Apprentice, didn't it?
I did. Oh, man. That was so embarrassing. I knew that it wasn't recording, but I held that microphone and pointed at their faces as I didn't want to look like an idiot.
Well, if you can't make it, fake it.
Excuse me. Oh. I had a little bit of a choke there, Chris. I think on that bombshell, I'll say goodnight.
Good night.
Ta-ta, there we go. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Mark.
Hello, Mark. What can I do for you?
What, you got a shopping special today, I see.
It's a shopping special, Mark, yes.
What kind of things are you asking about shopping?
Sexy shops, songs about shopping or shops, or I've just decided, any stories about shopping?
Sexy shops. I don't think I've been to a sexy shop.
I don't mean like pawn shops.
No, no, not like that.
But we had. Have you ever seen the American Apparel shops?
What are they like?
Well, they're just clothes shops, right? No one's heard of it. Maybe it's just me. They're just clothes shops, but the pictures in the window they're pornographic.
Ah,
like ladies with young ladies in thongs.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. I live in near Southampton.
Okay, they probably don't have the American Apparel there.
Oh no, I don't really know anything about American Apparel. Oh,
okay, that's a shame. La Senza, pant shop.
Sorry,
La Senza.
La Senza, they've gone bankrupt, haven't they?
This is what I'm hearing, which is terrible news because I used to love the La Senza shop displays.
Isn't Theopaphesis? Isn't he the owner of La Senza?
Theopaphesis owns La Senza, does he? I did not know that. I did not know that. Okay. Well, Mark, can you contribute anything to those topics?
Well, we got a shop, a clothes shop in our like main shopping mall.
Yeah,
and it's actually dark inside.
What?
The lights are really low. You've got really low lights. You can barely see the clothes.
Why would you do that?
I think it's like to be trendy kind of thing.
Oh God, they do that in Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah,
Fitch. They do this all dark. Have the lights on. Turn the music down and stop being stupid.
Yeah, I suppose you could get sexy though if you wanted to, couldn't you?
I wouldn't want to get sexy actually in a shop.
No.
I bet someone, and I'm not a fan of having sexual intercourse outside of the bedroom, but I bet someone's had it off, so to speak, in a changing room in a shop.
Yeah, I bet they have.
They don't really allow like partners to. You have to, if you want to show the clothes, you have to come out into that little hallway and say to your wife, "Do these jeans fit me? Do I like these jeans?" And she goes, "No, you don't like those." But they don't really encourage partners to go in, because I bet everyone will be at it, wouldn't they?
It'd be like a knocking shop.
Oi. Well, Mark, with that fantastic image, I'll say good evening, because we're winding up. Let's take a couple more calls. Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, can I say I love the podcast, and you're free to cut me off again, because it's Callum in Oxford.
Okay. Line nine. Nine, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Ian. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Who is this?
It's Keith.
Oh, Keith, my sometimes vocalist.
Oh, well, that's very kind of me to say so. I've been waiting for your call, Ian. Hasn't arrived.
Yeah, no. For those who don't know, Keith got up on stage and sang with my band at the now defunct Set the Agenda. And maybe that's why we had to stop doing Set the Agendas, Keith.
Well, it's funny you should mention it, Ian. That is one of the reasons why I phoned up.
Go on.
Because I've got something that I think is good and should continue.
Yeah.
And something that I think is bad and should stop.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Let's start on the positive. What's good and should continue?
Well, I think Set the Agenda was good.
Yeah.
And I think it should continue.
I agree. I think Set the Agenda was awesome. I have no idea why on the last one we sold no tickets.
It is very strange.
That's the problem. I mean, we sold on the one, but the Christmas one was the first one not to sell out. Then the one in February, we kind of sold maybe 2/3 of the tickets. And then the last one that I cancelled, the week before, we'd sold, I think, 11 tickets or 20 tickets, something like that, which was just ridiculous.
There's no reason for it. I mean, you know, I can understand.
iTunes needs your attention.
Sorry? I can understand.
Who's that?
That was my laptop.
Oh, God.
Telling me that iTunes needs my attention.
Oh, iTunes can get stuffed.
I hate iTunes.
Oh, no, hang on. iTunes support me and promote the podcast. attend to iTunes. They're a wonderful organisation.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's stick with Set the Agenda.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think what we need to do is make a plea.
Okay.
To people.
Yes.
And we started by making a plea to you.
Yeah.
To start Set the Agenda again.
Do you know what, Keith? I might well do, and I'm gonna. If I do, it'll be on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. I'm just kind of at the moment. I'm just struggling to be asked to do anything. I'm a little bit down, and the effort that goes into it is kind of like, oh, really? But I will do some at some point, I promise.
Well, do you know what, Ian? I'm semi-retired at the moment, so if you need some help, give me a shout.
We're not friends.
I know we're not friends.
We are not friends.
I would work for you.
I'll bear that in mind. Thank you, brother. It's appreciated. And go on, something that should stop.
The Apprentice.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought that would get your goat. It's awful, man.
Why? Were you ever terrible. A fan of it?
Pardon, say again?
Were you ever a fan of The Apprentice, or is it, do you think
it's... Yeah, about sort of 10 years ago when it first started, when it was sort of a novel idea,
and,
you know, Alan Sugar was sort of an interesting character. Now it's pantomime.
Well, it is pantomime, and they kind of, the argument they use now is, oh, well, it's reflecting that in these troubled times anyone can take 100 quid and turn it into 250 quid. No, it's not. It is now a game show, and it's a freak show. But I kind of like that about it.
But I don't know. Personally, I find it really frustrating. You know, the people on there, and I don't know if it's just television exaggerating things, but you know, the stupidity.
Oh, they're all plums. Tests. They are all plums on there completely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, but in life, you go around, you see plums all the time. I don't want to have to sit and
lovely
operate it on the television as well.
Keith, I'm going to move on because we're getting near the end. Thank you very much, but I'll be honest, I love plums.
Jackie Shroff is a bad man.
Ian Lee's and Watco's Important Target.
We are in Patisserie Valerie. Oh, hello. Okay, are you ready to order yet, Ian, or would you like some more time?
You can go first, and by the time you've gone, then I'll...
Well, OK, I would like the mozzarella cheese speciality sandwich, please.
OK.
And I would like a cup of English breakfast tea.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Was that quick enough? Long enough?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go for the grilled croissant with cheddar cheese and ham. Yeah, that one. And could I have a glass of water, please?
Or I'll get a glass of tap water, please, as well.
So two tap water. He's not very starry. I'll have, tap water for me.
Do you don't have to get tap water if you want to have a bottle.
No,
tap water's always good. Thank you very much. That will do, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Important Target.
So...
He was very nice.
He was very, very nice. They do it because they want a big tip.
Is that what it is?
So.
Yes.
So. Disappointing? Dave?
Well, the only disappointment really is the fact that you really didn't want to prepare, you didn't want to...
So you're quite low on the levels.
I know, but I can boost that.
Okay. It was not a case of not wanting to prepare, it's like... No, it is. I didn't want to prepare. Yes,
you don't. You lead a busy life, unlike me.
No.
Anyways, I've got some ideas. Do you want me to whip these out now?
Well, yeah, but why are you presenting them at the end of the podcast?
Because you didn't give me a chance. I came off the train, and then we were straight on it.
Always.
Oh, get it out, Ian. Get it out.
I always gave you. You could have just stepped in and done it. Okay. Types and everything.
That's just journey details.
Okay. Okay. You're listening to The Important Target. But possibly, I don't know, it's the best idea we've had so far.
Ah, here we go. Now, there's two bits of paper here. One bit of paper that I came up with last time I saw you, but we didn't talk about it because Matt Ford was late.
Oh, he dominated the conversation, didn't he?
He's very talkative, that guy.
Very dominant, very alpha male.
You'd expect that, he's a talk show host.
So am I. I'm a beta male.
Yeah, but you're a bit different now, you know.
Thank you.
Different shows.
I spoke to Matt Ford yesterday.
How is he?
Still talking a lot.
Crikey.
He's coming. He's doing my variety night on the 1st of April.
Yeah, I hear.
It's sold out.
It's the 1st of April, it's sold out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, indeed, my friend. So, okay, let's have these ideas. Come on. These are handwritten,
by the way.
They're
not very good ideas, actually, now looking at them.
Okay.
Right, what about a pocket guide to somewhere, like, say, like, for example, London, like a pocket guide?
Go on,
don't look very
do
impressive.
We'll do it.
I can't do it because I'm in it.
I don't know what you mean, though.
It's like a pocket guide.
But like, I don't. You're saying that. I don't know what that means.
Well, you know what a pocket guide is, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's like a guide that fits in your pocket.
Well, there you go. Then.
How are you going to do an audio version of that?
Where do people
raising the eyebrows and shrugging the shoulders is not an answer.
Right. how do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to podcasts?
Not really anymore.
No? Why not?
I think they've kind of they've had their day.
Well, that's not very good, is it? Look, I might as well just rip up this piece of paper now.
I have a feeling that will probably be good anyway. Okay, so pocket guide next.
Right, no, I'm not finished on the pocket. You wanted me to explain it, and then you just disregarded it.
I've got an idea.
Go on.
You know, like you get when you go around the museum, you can buy the phone that you hold to your ear, and it gives you a guide, and you walk around. You could do that for London.
Could do.
Which is better than your idea. So we could start, say we start at King's Cross, and we say, hello, you are at King's Cross. If you take a walk 500 yards to your right, you will see the British Library. In the British Library, it houses many books. If you get the 43 bus from here, idea.
Yeah, but it's a little bit stale, isn't it?
Well, what? I don't get what's your pocket guide then?
It's a little bit more edgy.
Do it!
Okay, right, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told you about this before. There is a latrine in London somewhere.
You're obsessed with toilets.
It's really old. Right. We could go and see that. And we describe it and how exciting, you know, hidden in London.
But you could fake that. We could do that now. Put some sound effects on of a toilet flushing. Do that, right? So put a sound effect on a toilet flushing.
I've done that, yeah.
Look at that really old toilet. Imagine all the bums that have sat on that. And I'm walking out. Put sound effects on. I'm walking out of the toilet. It's a bit echoey around here, and you can hear my footsteps along the thing. And oh, there's another toilet flushing in the distance. Imagine all the old bums that have sat on that.
Okay, well, if you're going to poo-poo my...
And now I'm in a spaceship. Do that sound effect. Do those sound effects, and that'll be good. That'll be good.
I'm not going to read that out now.
Oh, no, go read the rest. Read the rest. Come on, seriously. Read the rest.
I just wrote something down about pockets, then. I got interested in
pockets. Oh, here comes the tea. Thank you very much. Got that beautiful.
Thank
lovely.
You. How can you tell that's tap water and not the?
Because it's cloudy. And it doesn't taste very nice, and it's free. What, you think they're going to give you like posh bottled water when you've asked for tap water? That's not how it works. It's the other way around. I like pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Pockets are cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
So maybe we do a guide on pockets.
It is. It's interesting you say that, because in this day and age, we have more pockets than we know what to do with.
Sound effects.
Yeah, oh yeah, let me just have a little drink here. We have more pockets than we know what to do with. Those, for example, those combat pants that were very cargo pants.
Why do they have so many pockets?
Finish talking. That were very popular a few years ago with the All Saints. They had lots of pockets, like on the conventional pockets, but also pockets further down the leg.
Yeah.
Still haven't finished, I was pausing for dramatic effect.
Okay.
My jacket, not this one, but the one I'm wearing here, has
a pocket in
pocket
it.
There. Got yeah. Some, optimistically, got some sunglasses in it.
Wow. Something was falling out of that pocket then.
Yeah. Oh, that's only that Ahmed's taxi, airport, direct. If you'd like
you
to...
Are
if
you are so fickle.
No, I'm going to help him.
Are you?
If you'd like to get Ahmed's taxi, the phone number is 020-8450-9309. That's 020-8450-9309. And they're quoting £30... From £30 to Heathrow, from £58 to Gatwick, and various other prices. I'm guessing that would be dependent on your start location.
And look, the name of the company is Important Target Taxis. Oh, that's what it was then.
He's giving to you. Look, service is not included, that's why he's being nice. Okay, so pockets.
I just wrote down the definition of pockets.
It's not being funny. He's not giving me any milk. Well, he's not getting a tip, is he?
Well, then you can ask for it when he comes back.
Well, but I want it now. Okay. Why would you deliver tea without milk?
Some people don't like the milk.
Those people
would be lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but they're in the minority.
I would agree with you on that.
Some people don't like homosexuals, but it wouldn't stop me serving one at a table.
We wouldn't know.
You can tell.
No, you can't.
They wear colourful shirts and say ooh a lot.
I'm wearing a colourful shirt.
You've been saying ooh quite a lot as well. I've already made excuse me, could I get some milk, please? Thank you very much.
See, you've upset her now. See her face?
She did look really
she
sad.
Collapsed because of you. Anyways,
pockets.
Was, yeah, I'm
no, get, do it, just do it. This is important. Literally, I'm going to read it. Come on.
You read it then.
Oh, you meant pockets as in a pocket guide?
Yes.
But thank you very much. But
thank
a pocket
you.
Guide to pockets? Or were you talking about doing a show about pockets?
No, originally I thought like a pocket guide, but then I thought it wouldn't be good to do a guide of pockets, people's pockets.
Okay.
And we could go around asking people what's in their pocket and try not to get arrested.
A bag or envelope-like receptacle, either fastened to or inserted in an article of clothing to hold small items.
That's, about, like that's the definition of a... A pocket.
That's why you stopped reading it, because that was literally all that's written on there. Pocket guides and then a guide to pockets. That's just change the words around.
I know.
Like you're saying, oh, I'm not going to read anymore. Made me think, oh, he's got loads of ideas that he's shy about. You literally, those are the only ideas you had.
Listen. Right, what happened was that I was distracted by the magic of the pocket.
Yeah.
Have you never been distracted by the magic of your pockets?
Only when the pocket broke in my jeans, so I put my hand through and touched my...
You didn't do that, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Did you wash your hand afterwards?
No.
You probably didn't.
Right, next idea.
This is the actual...
Can you hide that glass? Because I can see that falling over. Oh, look, some people are going to come and sit at this table now. Let me have to move out of the way.
Hang on.
Let's move all these bloody ignorants over there, look. They didn't want to be
here. No surprise, I've seen you demanding...
Where's my bloody milk? Anyway, come on.
Just, right. I had the service station idea. I want to do that with Rob now.
What's this?
The service station idea.
You did another with Rob who?
With Rob, the guy, the fellow that I used to work
you
with.
You gave the idea to me first. You can't go and do it.
I did, but then we knew that it wasn't workable.
It's only an hour and 15 minutes between each.
Well, which one?
What?
Well, you can come on that one.
No, but you said that was our one.
No, I didn't. I said it. I floated.
I don't want you to use my name in any publicity for this podcast.
The situation was this.
We've got an important target to meet.
Ah, I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
You are really warming to that, aren't you?
You're not. You're going off it, aren't you? That's only because you're a little bit racist.
It's got nothing to do with that. I just think that
that's
you don't,
a separate issue.
You just don't go for the first thing that... there you go, mate. That's what it's going to be called.
But it's not the first thing. Oh, look, here comes the food, look.
That's for her.
Sorry, for him, sorry. Thank you very much, sorry. It's been a long day.
It's a mistake.
I actually meant to say her.
Our natives. I'll edit that bit out.
I got crisps in mine.
Did you... Oh, there. Hang on. You got crisps?
Yeah.
Eat. Be careful of that too, by the way, while you're at it.
Nom. Nice. So you don't like the important target?
No, I like it, but what I'm saying is that we might go around the house and then eventually come back to the important target. That's the way that you work it. You go through lots of examples and then you go back to the original idea.
But why would you bother going around the houses?
Because that's fun. That's what...
Gee, I must listen to your radio show more often.
That's what creatives do.
Okay. What other ideas have you got?
Oh, quite a few.
No?
Hang on. That's nice. Mm. I'll put it down, so... Hang on. That's nice, that is. Hey. There's more salad on this plate than there is croissant.
Mmm. Tasty. You get some sound effects there you can use now. This has suddenly turned into Winners' Dinners. Did you ever watch Winners' Dinners?
I read the article. Didn't it start its life as an article? Winners' Dinners.
It was a TV show.
What's that? I thought it was like an article in a newspaper.
Well, the TV show to which I refer, there's not much mozzarella in the sandwich. Look at that, that's a mozzarella sandwich. Look how much mozzarella
there's not demanding more.
There's a tiny
Where's
bit.
Where's my mozzarella? It's all in that one. They've cut it in half.
Well, I might be full by the time I get there.
Well, start. Just put that one down and then go on to that one.
He would go to people's houses for dinner and then he would judge them.
What, on how good they were?
Yeah.
Well, the cooking. Or, like, in everything that they do. Like, they had to lead a good life.
No, just that. In the meal and the ambiance. You have ambiance up north?
No.
You should get it. It's de rigueur. Probably haven't got that either, have you? Phyllis Snow.
I'm impressed by the amount of foreign languages you know. I mean, you know a bit of everything, really, don't you?
I always say it's good to know a bit of everything. So,
yeah, but what if you got to know a lot of one?
There was only one olive in my salad. How many olives have you got?
One, probably.
Do you want it?
No, you want it.
Do you not like them?
Not for me.
Can I use my fingers? Mmm.
Yeah?
She's my language, but I freaking love olives. Which is odd, because I used to hate them.
I don't like olives.
Well, I like them now. If you find any more in there, I'll have it. You cut this bit out.
What, the eating?
I wouldn't listen to me eating. And I'm me. More ideas. I have to bite on the left-hand side of my mouth because of this tooth.
That's got to be annoying.
Yeah. But I adapt. That's what humans do. Survival of the fittest. I'm evolving.
Was it flight or fight? What are you doing?
Wait, come on. Where's the flight to?
Doesn't matter where it's to.
Fight.
Confrontational.
Right, you do it. Flight or fight?
Flight.
Cowardly.
Fun. Sensible.
It's fun, those games, where you assess people by asking them what they like.
They are doing the funnest. Some of the best fun I've ever had.
You get a real insight into people by asking them. I don't know how they work.
Right, what I've written down is...
Yeah. Go.
Some of it's rubbish. I'm just going to go just say it. Tweet of the week. It's like a Twitter-based thing that we do on the podcast. Don't like that. Okay, fair.
Wow. I've not heard of that before. In fact, that wasn't that my idea.
No idea is new. They run out of them in 1952.
But that was my idea. That was my idea.
It was, but I wrote it down because it was good.
Okay.
I'm just bringing to the table.
I'm now saying it's not very good.
Okay. Good vibes, bad vibes.
What?
Good vibes, bad vibes. I mean, I'm getting bad vibes off you at the moment.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What happens?
Right, well, you know, you could... I don't know. We give somebody good vibes and we give somebody bad vibes.
Okay, let's try that now. Right, to a listener or someone in the restaurant?
To a listener. Okay. We don't know who's listening to it yet, though.
Well, Rob Bonet's going to be listening, so let's send him some bad vibes. This could actually be a winner. Should we do it now?
Go for it.
Rob, we are sending you bad vibes.
You want some sound effects,
though? Yeah, Rob. Wicked! That's maybe a little bit too bad. Bring the sound effects down a bit. That's better.
Distraction of the week.
Whoa, look at her.
Simple, easy.
We're in. That's a good feature.
Look at that over there.
And then people have to guess what it is and they win £50,000.
Hang on.
It was your idea. You got to cough up the money.
I didn't come up with the idea of giving away £50,000.
I know, I just took it to its logical conclusion.
Only if this was sponsored by a very rich company.
Do you know what? We've recorded so much rubbish. Two part first episode.
Yeah.
We've done two podcasts here.
We could do that. I've written down
burglary. We've hit a really important target. Carry on.
Look, the more you drop it in, it's not going to change my mind. We need to go around the house.
Vote now by pressing your red buttons. Listen up, the important target? A burglary, yes. We commit a burglary against a 60s pop star, Peter Starstedt. Each week we try and steal something from his house. Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
We go and rob something from his house each week. And we keep doing it until he notices. To call the police.
And he's showing... Did he do the where did you go to my lovely film? Where did it go to, my lovely? And you have to say what we stole.
Where did it go to, my lovely?
When you're alone in your bed.
We have to steal everything that he mentions in the song. So we steal the lovely. We steal the bed. We steal the mine that he wants to look inside of.
I heard that he actually had to hoist that bed on a crane.
What?
I heard he had to hoist that bed upon a crane to get it into his... We'd be doing one of them Right Said Fred things.
I will be doing No Such Thing. Oh, you mean the song? I think you meant the pop group. Pop group are back?
No.
Yeah, they're doing a night called the Night of the Living Fred or something. Basically, it's a pop concert.
With zombies?
No, just them. Okay, so Bird Reed, yeah. We robbed Peter Sars there. I like that one.
The Happy Distraction.
Oh, there we go. I like that. Like a happy finish.
It's got nothing to do with manipulating yourself.
Okay.
Pastimes.
Yeah.
People's pastimes.
Hobbies and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, we approach somebody in the street and we say, what's your happy distraction?
Okay.
And they tell us about it.
And then what? Where's the good bit?
The good people love that kind of stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm like him, I do that. Well, I'm okay. Like, oh, I do that.
Why don't you do that when you go and stab me in the back in a service station with your mate Rob? What are you going to be doing on that podcast with Rob?
You are really sore. That's been properly planned out.
Well, what are you doing in it, and why am I not doing the good ideas that you came up with for that?
Because of the distance situation, Ian. That's why.
Yeah, you're close enough for me to smack you on.
Well, now I am.
Exactly, so watch it.
Is that a bad vibe?
That was a really bad vibe. Good sound effects, though.
I've told you about this one before. Rewind review. Take an old movie and watch it to review. Maybe the people who listen to the podcast could also get involved and comment via email. And we could use those responses in the following episode.
Shall I tell you why that's flawed and how you can make it better instantly?
Well, this is the reason. This is an idea I'm bringing to the table, and then you will add your magic pixie dust.
A, I've done it before. Done brilliant. Yeah. B, you say what film you're going to watch next week. Everyone then gets to watch it, and they send their comments in already by the time you do the podcast. It's not what you said. You said they'd write in the week after. It's not what you said.
It's not what I meant.
What I said is not what you meant, correct? What you said is what you meant. I accept your apology.
I apologise. Featured food of the week. Cooking feature.
Oh yeah, how's that work?
This was done before the Charlie Sheen thing, right? We cook something.
I'm glad I'm cutting this sandwich with a knife. My tooth would die here. Yeah, I like it.
Fiddler on the Truth.
I'm in.
That's got you from...
I'm in.
Yeah?
Because that sounds like something else.
See what I've done there?
Yeah, yeah. What happened? Come on. We tell a lie.
And they have
to guess...
which one is the lie. And okay. So we're doing truths as well. And we're fiddling.
Let's do that. All right, let's do it now.
Okay. So three things about Ian Lee that we didn't know.
Okay.
Which one is... the truth.
Okay. I'm enjoying doing this podcast. My name is Ian Lee. I have two hands. One of those is not true.
Oh, well. I see what you did there. I won't be derailed by your attitude.
I was trying to derail you, so that's very frustrating. Next.
Well, now I've just written down some prices of the equipment that I was buying in order to make this happen.
Yeah, go on.
I don't want to reveal that on here.
Okay.
Because you've noticed that the blood has drained from my face.
You're thinking I've wasted so much money. Get Rob to give you some money when you go to the service station. Then.
You are so sore.
That was our idea.
It wasn't our idea.
It was our show. Not.
I said there are a few things that are mulling around in my head.
Well, you shouldn't have told me that if it was a possibility to do it with someone else. Do you want to hear my ideas?
Well, you've not got any.
Well, that's rude.
Okay, where's your piece of paper?
I've not got them on a bit of paper, but up in my head. Go on then. So,
what you got?
We call it the important target. And each week you've got an important target to reach of asking me 10 questions about my life.
Why are we asking you the questions?
Hello? Do you know who I am? Ian Lee.
And?
What? I used to be on telly. Everyone's interested in that. Why wouldn't they be? They'd be crazy. You've not even touched your salad.
I'm not really a salad person.
You're such a fool.
Well, you can have it.
Wicked, I will actually.
Because you're quite hungry. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I suppose. I suppose you've got a certain pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll ask you a question now then.
Go on.
What's your favourite album?
It's Sunflower by the Beach Boys. Interesting. That's a fact, and that's interesting.
Yeah, well, why do you like that album?
Well, is that your second question?
No, it's a sub-question.
I mean, there's no sub-questions. It's your 10 questions. Second question. Because it's kind of like quite a slick produced album with some really good songs.
I'm not using that question then.
You've used it. You've got 7 questions left.
No, because I didn't know the rules before we started this.
Okay. 8 questions left.
You're a piece of work, you are.
You're not going to reach your important target.
Alright, okay.
Okay, I've got another one.
You want another question?
No, another idea.
Okay, go on.
I'm literally not just making these up off the top of my head. We call it the important target.
Right.
And each week we have an important target. One of us sets the other one an important target that we have to reach. Maybe it's raising £50,000 for charity. Maybe it's getting to the other side of town. We've only got like 35 minutes to do it. And at the end, we see if we've reached the important target. I've got another one.
Does it involve the important target? Because if it does, then I suggest that... Go on, then.
Right. It's called the important target. Each week, one of us runs around with a target on our back, and the other one has like a pellet gun, not a real gun, and we have to try and shoot. We've got 35 minutes to shoot them in the back.
The important target.
What's important about that? Exactly. Flawed.
It's important because if it doesn't happen, then the person who's doing the shooting gets a smack in the face. I don't want that.
It's supposed to be family friendly, you know. That would be a PG-13, violence.
Okay. One more idea.
The last one.
You and me, we sit in that cafe, we eat some food that we're not that impressed with, and we talk a load of balls for 25 minutes.
Which is pretty much what we've done now. Okay, well, that's a good idea. Say what you see, as Roy Walker once said. I am warming to the important target podcast name, if I'm honest.
I don't know if you noticed, but I've been subliminally mentioning it quite a lot. You want to pick up on it?
I did mention that. Although I do actually fancy some fish and chips. So I'm not sure how that works.
You want some crisps? There's some vinegar flavour.
No, well, I don't want any crisps, thank you.
You have been listening to the important target.
Possibly.
We're at the end now, so we need a name.
Well, weren't we going to give them the opportunity to... Maybe we should give them a few choices.
We have to label it on the iTunes.
That's true. Okay, so is it the important target or just important target? Because the gentleman we met in the street was very insistent that it didn't have the at the beginning of it.
Ian Lee's important target.
I see what you've done there. I'm happy with that, because then you live and die by the sword.
Well, I can't do it. I can't be on it every week. So you might have to depth me.
That wasn't what we originally
I'm busy. Maybe you could fit
busy,
it in between...
Busy doing what?
Well, you could fit it in between driving up and down the motorway to meet your mate Rob.
Right, okay. Is that it then?
Yep.
Ian Lees and Watco's Important Target.